Maybe that may come out, maybe that may not come out. But I think he gonna have his hands tied with Jamal Harris.
All right, champ. Thanks for calling in, coach. We going out to the Dream in Florida. What up?
Wait a minute. You say you know boxing?
Yeah. What is a maybe I don't know.
Tell me what a pool of counter is.
Pool counter? I've never heard that term before. That must have been your term. You must have been
big. No, Fair Shake, HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit.
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What up? Good morning, man. We just talking Shakur and Jamel, right?
Yep.
I got Shakur, man. Those that don't know, I'm very high on Shakur. Have been for a while, but I'm very, very high on him. I don't see too many people being able to beat him. The only guy I actually got beating him is whenever he does step on the fight tank. Other than that, I think Shakur beats everybody, including Herring. But I do think it's going to be a better fight than what the betting line see it as. The last time I checked, they had Herring as like a plus 900 or something crazy like that. I think it's going to be a tough fight, man. You know, like you just mentioned, Shakur's announced he's got a baby on the way. Not saying he's not training, but, you know, I think any man would be lying if they say that, you know, when you're having a kid, especially your first kid, your life changes. You got to get used to things. You got to adjust. So, you know, I don't know if that'll affect him. And Herring is just a Marine man with a solid mentality. He works hard. I watch these videos of him working out. He's like always the guy in first place on the runs. He's always, you know, just you could tell he's the guy that takes every repetition as hard as he possibly can. He's just a hard worker, man. Good mentality. So I think he's gonna give Shakur trouble, but Shakur's too good. I got him winning. How exciting the fight will be, I don't know. But I think it should be a good one, man. But you know what they need to do, man? They need to bring down these ticket prices, bro. I just looked at prices for tickets on this fight because I heard them mention on the broadcast that it ain't doing too well, and probably because they too damn high, man. I mean, when I went down to Miami to see
what was the average? What was the average?
Decent seats was gonna run you like $250, $300.
But by decent, you in the first bowl, lower bowl, second upper bowl?
Yeah. Like not floor, because I don't like floor seats.
You ever been
like
to Madison
the next bowl. No, I mean, I went as a kid to tour it, but I never been in there to watch nothing. Yeah, so for me, like with the boxing, I don't like floor. I like first bowl, a little bit elevated so you can see. Mm-hmm. And I was looking in there, and it was $250. I think if you went all the way to the end of the first bowl, which would put you basically at the second area there, it was like $145 or something. But, well, I paid like $80 to go down into Miami and see Tevin Farmer, and it was Daniel Roman and Andrade and all
that. Yeah, but that was a
DAZN
card. That was a DAZN.
Yeah,
that
man,
was a DAZN we just coming
card,
out.
Bro.
Yeah, but it's a DAZN we just coming out. We trying to make a mock card. That ain't a...
I mean, even to go see Berlanga in Kissimmee.
Yeah,
Berlanga, Pitufo versus Navarrete.
Ooh.
That was a less than 100 per ticket. That was a solid card, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Adrian. I don't know if he's still on, but he came... You know, I got in the tickets, and he came out there when he was visiting.
Mm.
And we watched that card, man. That shit was... I mean, you know, it was a lot cheaper, man. That was a pretty good card to me, too. So somebody need to work on these ticket prices, bro. I don't know what's going on with that. Right. But that's all I got, man.
For sure, man. Let's see what we got. Phone lines lighting up. You know the number to call in. I'm about to say the wrong number. 1-425-569-5241. Let's talk. Jamel Herring defending that WBO versus Shakur, man. And listen, I want y'all to convince me, honestly, because I'm already betting on Herring. Not because I think he's going to win, just because it's like, he a champ. He ain't Sandor. You feel me? And Sandor won for all the same reasons. Like, naturally the bigger man, you know, obviously the underdog getting slept on. So I don't want Sandor to happen again, man. I need to catch a Sandor. So I'm trying to see if Jamel is the right pick, man. Like I said, mybookie.ag, code BETTBV. He's almost at a plus 700. So I need y'all to convince me. That's why I got my poll. I haven't even changed my poll yet. My poll's still the same because it's like, that's not bad. You see what I'm saying? right now, our poll with massive amount of votes, we're talking about close to 500 votes, you got it 31% Jermell Herron could win a decision. 54% Shakur could win a decision, and that's understandable. Shakur is that dude people believe to be next up. But for a plus 700, 31% of my audience believe he could still get the win. That's decent if I want to make a bet, and I do want to make a bet on them type of fucking odds. Let's just be real. You know, again, I ain't trying to have another Sandor Martin on my hands and be looking at everybody else happy that they did it and paying a mortgage. I want to pay my mortgage. Fuck that. I want to pay my mortgage with the bet. Big Drew, East L.A.
What up, TBD?
What's good?
Yo, man, I got Jermell Herring in this one, man. When in doubt, send in the Marines. You know what I mean? If you look at Herring's track record, when the chips are down, he comes alive. Coming off two losses to become a champ, getting dumped by PBC, I think there's something in the air, you know, starting with Elvis Rodriguez and Ken Sims, you know, about the upsets, pulling it off. So I even though I can't see how, Shakur Stevenson, I became a believer when he shut down Joette Gonzalez for sure, but I feel Herring's going to pull it off, or at the very least, shock a lot of people with his performance. But I got a chip on my shoulder too. Shakur Stevens, he did my man Joette Gonzalez's sister dirty, man. Remember, he was banging her for a while. Now he knocked up this new broad. So I got a chip on my shoulder. I'm hoping Herring can pull it off. But I feel that there's something in the air, you know. But also, maybe in your next show after new program, we could talk about that Bridgerweight. They got their first bout coming up. Maybe Wilder, he should come back down below 220, you know, in the 220s again. Maybe he could reclaim the Bridgerweight. That's my call. I'm out.
All right, bro. Easy boy. Shout out Big Drew. I said easy boy. I meant Big Drew. Shout out to you for the call. Let me see about that. He said Joette, right? Let me see. Joette was 2019. That's a long time ago, bro. We talking about October 2019, so that means that right now it is 2 years exactly in less than 10 days. So I think that's more than enough time to break up with a girl and, you know what I mean, fall in love with another one, yo. So I ain't mad at him, Drew. I ain't mad at him. Let me see who's up next. But you're right. You know, they used her for the storyline, though. You know, it was all about his sister and for that fight. And now it ain't about the sister no more. She's not around. I didn't even put that together, to be honest. Until he said it, I wasn't even thinking about that. I forgot all about Joette's sister. Let me see what we got. Looking like we got a new caller here. And 240. Damn, that's Maryland again. Maryland, DMV, Baltimore, Philadelphia. Y'all holding it down in 2021, man. A lot of our callers coming from out that area for 2021. I remember once upon a time New Orleans was taking over like last year or the year before. It was like so many New Orleans callers. But DMV, who this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Who this, Hawk?
Yo, Ness. This Hawk, Ness.
Got a new phone?
Nah, this is actually my house number, but for some reason, the Blog Talk ain't working when I call from the cell. Hey, went out on me for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, but I still take the new call experience.
Hey, for look, sure. Dude.
Love the show, Ness, man. You 24-hour, bro. You 24-hour. Well, I was about to say, yeah, I like this fight, man. I feel a little bit of, if you can go back, I feel a little bit of Floyd and Zab Judah with this fight. A little tic-tac. You know how close that fight was at the beginning? Floyd just kind of outboxed him and pressured him at the end. You know, all the fouling went on at the end. But that was a great fight. That was two very talented boxers meeting up at a prime time in their career, that Floyd Zab Judah, and I got this being about there. But the natural talent against the brute skill, which was Zab Judah was the skill, and Floyd was the natural talent. And I just think that we got Heron as the skill, and we got just the natural born talent in Stephen Shakur. I think he's going to pull it off. Heron going to give him a good go because Heron is tight. His body attack is nice, and his jab is good. But with Heron, with Shakur, I mean, you can't deny that this guy really don't get hit in a fight. He just don't get hit. He don't get hit. So I'm going to have to go with Shakur with the natural talent, and that's why Floyd got by most of his fights, even when he was in there with guys. Zab Judah was actually a little sharper than Floyd back then. But when you get in with that natural talent who just know how to win, I think that's what's going to happen. Shakur going to outpoint him because he's just a natural talent. He just you really haven't seen Shakur lose a round because he don't get hit. Heron is tough, but he just Shakur don't get hit. You gotta hit the guy to get the round. So I'm going with Shakur 12. That's the call. Hey, is Joshua going over there, or is Joshua just basically house shopping right now?
He definitely house shopping, but word is born as a community. We need to come together. All right, let me put my face on camera as a community. I need y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It works like that in prayer and shit. So we got to come together. And I need y'all to get that prayer right so that Ronnie get the job. Because if Ronnie get the job, you know we in there like swimwear. You know what I'm saying? I'm already talking. Ronnie's actually with AJ today right now. He was with him yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need. You see that? Like, Ronnie ain't going to change. He OG. So we need Ronnie to train him. Fuck all that. Everybody else, I love you. But we want Ronnie. So our community, put them hands together. Say your little prayers. Let Ronnie get the job so that we could be connected. You know what I mean? So we could change our name to May People. You know what I'm saying? Be playing that. What was that movie? What was that movie or song? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But y'all know what I'm saying. So that's who we want. Even if you don't want Ronnie, that's who we want. Remember, he's trained legendary heavyweights. If anybody could do it, he could do it. He's absolutely qualified. Let's look up Ronnie Shields. Ronnie Shields. Because let's be real, man. He went to see Virgil. We don't want that. We don't want that. I know y'all going to call me biased, but we don't want fucking... I mean, no disrespect to Virgil. He's another great guy, and he'll answer my calls, too. But it ain't the same, bro. Shields is that dude. Like, come on, man. Shields is... He keep it raw. Tell you what it is, bro. Why they don't got a Ronnie Shields box rec for his fucking coaching, man? I got to go to Wiki for that? Playing and shit. Somebody need to make a new boxing Wiki, bro. I hate Wikipedia. Shit's corny. Let's see. Yeah, but I hope he get it, man. I hope he get it. Ronnie's been a good guy to us, and he's in the running. I know Virgil's in the running, I believe, but I, you know, obviously because of my relationship with Ronnie, we know he in the running, man. Obviously, he said they just talking, but they gonna meet up today. You know, don't tell nobody I told you in case he ain't want me to tell y'all, but you know. I can't even find his wiki. Like, okay, here we go. Let's see. Ronnie, pro trainer career. Look at these names. Mike Tyson, champ. Evander Holyfield. David Tua. Before y'all start hating on Ronnie, saying, no, not Ronnie. He needs to go to Derek because Ness said Derek a week ago, and that's a better name. Yo, fuck back. Talking about Mike and Evander. And he had Pernell Whitaker. You know what that means? Teach AJ some of that motherfucking lateral movement he be trying to learn with the ball. Remember with that video I used to play where they throwing the tennis balls at AJ and he trying to move and shit? Man, that's where you get that Pernell right there. What? He trained upset-minded Vernon Forrest? No, you ain't trained Vernon Forrest and knocked out Mosley twice. Was it two knockouts or just two wins? But you know the history. I don't. You know. You know what Vernon Forrest done did. He trained Arturo Gatti. He trained Juan Diaz. Come on, man. Baby Bull. Baby Bull. But nah, those are the three biggest heavyweights. That's whack. Only them three. I mean, he got FA in there. They ain't update this. He got FA in there. Or had FA. You know. It's been a while. I mean, he's got the cruiserweight too, FA at Jobar too, Apucci, but he lost too, so you know, damn. But he had a Jogba when the Jogba was undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Under his watch, Jogba only got dropped. He didn't lose. But other than the Jogba, I guess it has been a minute since he had some heavyweights. But come on, keep it real. You got AJ in your gym. It's not about the last time you drained the heavyweight, because whatever that heavyweight needs is now at your beck and call. Whoa, KDDR, you ain't got to get disrespectful, man. He also trained Spielka and Chris Areola, so there goes for two more heavyweights. And Thomas Adamek at one point was a heavyweight. I don't know if he had him when he was a heavyweight, though. But he definitely trained Chris Areola. That's a heavyweight. Spielka, once upon a time, was a heavyweight. But he had him when he was a cruiserweight. I'm pretty sure of that. Let me get to what I think is a counterpuncher. You were just sending love, C-Dub. I don't know. What it do? How are you?
What's up, man? Now, I was just sending that so you can know, C-Dub from Birmingham. You know, I know the area code 678, you know, but shit, from Birmingham and shit. But get to the boxing, man. So you got Herring. I mean, you're going for Herring for the money, but you know Shakur going to win. You know Shakur going to win, though.
But I feel biased, too, though. That's why I'm still putting money on Herring, because Shakur from my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I always been pulling for Shakur. So it's like I don't know if I'm picking him because he's from North New Jersey. But he obviously got all the hype behind him, too. He the talent. He the favorite on every betting line across the world.
Yeah, this the first test. This the first real test. So I don't know, man. I don't know what boxing going to do to get behind fights like this. Like you said, it's – I'm confused, man. Like this is a top five fight. I think the solution, man, is you mentioned it. Like other sports got playoffs. Like boxing got to get a playoff. Super Series got it right. We got to get the champions to get into a playoff every two or three years. And the only way they could skip the tournament is if they won it already. But I don't know, man. We gotta get some kind of way. You gotta get people to galvanize about these fights, man. Because it's an old line. I mean, not an old line, but an older line going against a young line. Is it too soon? We're gonna find out, man. I got Shakur.
For sure. Thanks for calling in, C-Dub. Appreciate you for sure. Let me go out to. Who am I going to here? Well, I'm going to Steve in Chicago. My town up in
K-Town. Hey, Daddy, this is a dollar beat.
I drink soda, I eat pizza. I hang out with chicks all day. These fighters still can't beat me. They're fighting every day. They're gaining gym every day. Give me 6 weeks, and I got it.
BoxingWiz.com.
Oh, good morning. How's my audio?
Far so good.
All right. You know, you're a funny guy, Ness. You're a funny dude.
What
it's
happened?
Funny to me now that you're begging for AJ. You know, all I've ever told you is that these UK fighters, like when they train and spar in the UK, like they don't have it, you know. But you labeled me as a hater, and now you're begging for AJ to train with Ronnie. Like, it just goes to show you what I've been saying. But all right. It's all right.
I mean, I don't know what win
you're trying
to get here.
Truth always prevails.
I don't know what win you're trying to get here because it's like.
Well, it's not a win. It's just the facts. It's not a win. It's just the facts. Like,
yeah, but we can't make him come to America. He decided now after the second loss, and he's entertaining American trainers. Listen.
Yeah, because I've been telling you he's a hype job, and you've been hating on me for that.
Oh, man. Come on, bro. You can't call somebody unified a hype job. How are you a hype job?
Look at his path. Look at his path. Look at his path. Look at
his
victory. Look at where he's fought. Look who he's
promoted.
Look who he's promoted.
Man, a lot of people had that path, and they couldn't do what he done, man.
Look who he's promoted by.
He beat.
That's all we got to say.
He beat Povetkin. He didn't get knocked out by Povetkin. He beat him.
Yeah, all right. All right. Well, all
right.
Like you said, pray for Ronnie. Pray for Ronnie. All right.
First of all, you saying it as if I'm saying pray for Ronnie so he can help AJ. Like, obviously, that's what I want, but I want Ronnie to get the job so we got access. What are you talking about? You getting mad at the wrong things, brother. We trying to grow over here. That's all. I don't think he see that. Who else we going to, man? Who's out here? Okay.
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Mama.
I want a body. I want a body, and he's going to be the body.
The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that power to be able to tell
you. SPS promotion.
That'd be right.
LV Slugger.
What up,
LV?
What's up, man? Shout out, Brandon, the producer, and SDS Productions, man. Looking out, on this forward tour, man. This is a big step up for Shakur, if I'm not mistaken. And this is like his first world champion, like fight. This is first world champion, world champ. Like,
I mean, first champion with a belt, yes, but not.
Belt. Yeah, cause he fought for a vacant at 120.
Yeah.
Well, he fought JoJo though. Joe Gonzalez. That was a pretty decent fight, but this is first test. You know, first champion he going up against. So I think it's gonna be a closer than what people think, man. I don't think it's just gonna be no wipeout. You know, I think this will be a good stage for him to, you know, put on a good boxing display, you know, and try to get a sweep. But I think this fight may be closer than what people think, especially with Bo Mack. You know, already being in the camp and, you know, seeing what's his flaws, you know, what things they could take advantage of. So I think it might be a split decision, man. You know what I'm saying? I do expect Shakur to win, like 7-5. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's like go split or, you know, something like that. But Jermell Herring do got a history of cutting easy. You know, he got getting cuts and stuff. So, I mean, if they do get a stop, it'd be something like that. He'll cut or something. Shakur might call us a cut. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I was going to go, but, you know, after seeing that undercard and stuff, I think I might chill, just watch it at the house. But, you know, it ain't no telling. I ain't too far from the A, so, you know, there ain't nowhere to go. So I might still go. But, I'm looking forward to it. And then on the AJ tip, I've been saying that was, like, the first name I said, Ronnie Shields. So I definitely think that's a good, you know, good for him. You know, Ronnie would be good. You know, Ronnie always got, you know, something salty to say about Wilder, so I think if he ever get that fight, you know, that'll help the build up. But yeah, that's really all I got to say.
Appreciate you as always. Shout out to Brandon coming through in the clutch. You might have to fight Dollar DiBiase at Border Wars now, Brandon. You know, you seen he got Keem to stop that shit real quick. Like, yo, fans, hustling on my strip. Brandon out here putting in that work. We got some super chats I got to go to, so give me a minute.
You're now locked into the king of all boxing podcasts, The Boxing Voice. Jab that like button.
All right. We last left off at Trillion Dollar Dreams. We got Mike who says, Big Ness holding it down. I hope Heron gets it done, but I got Shakespeare in Love by UD. Dan, because he had a photo shoot. He ain't no longer Shakur. He's Shakespeare. I got Kentrell in Phoenix with another one says, I'm a hater right now, but I hope Shakur lose. Laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud emoji. Mr. He Ain't My Friend. I hear you. We got Otis. He says, as a pursuit, it's cool, interesting, fine, but almost sure Shakur's going to put me to sleep. Damn. And you know what? His grandfather kind of reassured us that we ain't getting no new version of Shakur. Like, y'all ain't about to trick them into fighting the way we want. He's like, and for those that want us to fight the way you want, we won't. And you know, a win is a win, man. At the end of the day, listen, I think Floyd taught us this, man. You ain't got to win pretty. You just got to win. Because you're going to get to a certain number of wins where they just want to see you lose. So you might as well win. Then it, because when you get to that point where they just want to see you lose, it don't matter how you win no more. Because now they just paying to see you lose. You know what I mean? Like for Wilder, it was the same shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't mattering that he had skill or not. He was just winning. And then after that, then it became the hatred to his resume, right? Like, oh, he ain't fought nobody. Because they want to see you lose. They tired of that story of you winning. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, it don't matter where you from, who you are, what color, what nationality. After a certain amount of time, people want to see you lose, man. It's crazy. It's some backward-ass logic, but I'm telling you. After you too good, they want to see who's better. Maybe it ain't even any malintention or anything. It's just about like, damn, he that good? Who could beat him? And every time they rooting for that dude to beat you because you too dominant. So I wouldn't worry about knockouts if I'm in him. I just keep winning until they pan to see you lose. Because that's going to happen. But it ain't going to happen without this test. Let me tell you, I've been riding with Shakur. We all know. He's from my city. We all know. You know, I've been to his gym and, you know, his grandfather actually coached a dude that I sparred with, man, and he was trying to get me killed in there. You know what I'm saying? So I know them well, but I still want to see how good he is. And this is a good test. And it's an impressive test at 16-0, man. 16-0, you're facing a very experienced champion. You know, I don't normally like the development of top rank. You know, obviously I tease it. I call it the top rank diet. And on paper, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? His first title shot was for a vacant title. But look at the strategic nourishment that they do over there. It literally is a top rank diet. Your first title shot is a vacant. Now your second is a 35-year-old. The LV just said, you know, eyes cut easy, you know. I mean, Heron said it himself. When he fought Masaoti Ito, people thought he was going to lose, and that was the end of his career. So every fight's been the end of his career. When he fought Heron, it's like, oh, he ain't about to win. When he fought Frampton, it's like, oh, he ain't about to win in Dubai with that MTK Global money? Oh, he losing that. And my man went out there and got to stop it. So, you know, I think this is going to be a very interesting fight. I hope we do get some blood, too. I hope he do bleed. Because I think they got to both fight very hard. Then they both going to dig deep. And I hope at least they give us that, like, where we can physically see that they trying. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I loved about that Joette Gonzalez fight, let me tell you. Shit, man. I'm glad... Who the fuck got me to stay up that weird-ass night, man? I don't know, but I'm glad I watched that live. That was a good fight, man. I value Joette so much more after watching that live. If I wouldn't have watched that shit and just read it, like, you know, because I ain't a big Navarrete fan, so what if I'd have just tried to get slick on y'all and, oh, I ain't had time for that. And, oh, yeah, he got the win, whoop-diddy-whoop, and I didn't even pay attention to how good Joette did, man. He did so good to me that, you know, I keep telling myself, like, damn, I wish his eye didn't get cut. Obviously, fucking Navarrete caused it by a blow, so it's all fair, and credit to Navarrete for being able to cut people. But Joette was giving us the fight we needed. versus Navarrete. Like, I wanted to see someone fight fire with fire, and Joette was doing that, but that cut, man, that became a fucking problem, man. I'm definitely doing the betting show, Rob. I've actually put together so far three of my best, you know, bettors in the community. I'm trying to get with Alex in Australia to get him in there as well, and a few others. But we definitely putting time together, man. We got time, and we definitely going to do that. That's about to be something. Yeah, you know, because shout out to everybody that think I didn't bet the other day. That's what they think. That's why I'm so excited, because we made some money. This is all I'm going to keep repeating. And I want to keep making money, you know. And you know, shout out to Rafael. He hit me up, you know, and he said that, look, I want to be part of the betting team because I want to make money too. And, you know, he showed me all his slips, homie making money. And he got a kitty. I ain't never, yo. Some of y'all are brave, man. I don't even think I'd ever, I'll put it like this. Forget I don't think I'd ever. I have never put $1,000 or more of my own in the fucking betting site. Like, some of these dudes is sending me $15,000, like, in their kitty, $20,000 in their kitty, $4,000 bets. I mean, some of you dudes go too hard, man, for real. But bless be unto you, my friends. You know, I wish you nothing but wins and no losses, man, and smiles and no tears. But I ain't that brave. But I want to get that brave with the help of the group. You know what I'm saying? Because if now I got 4 or 5 people that I trust, I'm a little more likely to make a bet, man, because let's be real, man. You ain't getting no interest on your money out here, man. This one of the nicest ways to make some money, even though they taxing you on this betting money. But it's one of the nicest ways to make money. Easy, too, man. It ain't that hard. Like, again, right? Like, broke people, me included, we looking for ways for Heron to win so that we can make money off Heron. But if you had money and you have that Floyd Mayweather confidence, right, like where there was people when I was coming up, it ain't matter what sort of odds Floyd was in. If he was a favorite by plus 200 or plus 2,000, I knew dudes was betting 10 or more stacks easy because they didn't care. They knew he was winning. And maybe 10 only made you one, hypothetically. But they made it over and over and over, you know what I'm saying? Because they believed, you know what I'm saying? I love Floyd his whole career. I think he's one of the greatest. I probably never in my life picked against him, but I never bet on him. Not once. But again, back then betting wasn't as easy as it is now either. So, you know, don't totally... you know, laugh at me, but not once did I bet on that man who was perfect, right? So it's like when you look at these dudes and you know they about to win, it's like, man, you might as well make some money with them. And if you're extra confident, it don't matter when you bet on a favorite, but every now and then you could lose. Like, look, my boy, you know, his name and remain nameless, he had a $7,000 bet on a parlay with fucking Anthony Joshua. And he lost. Now, I ain't never think Joshua was going to lose. Obviously, now after the loss, there's a bunch of motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, we all knew Usyk could do it. Oh, Usyk, Usyk, Usyk. But, like, let's be real. Going into that fight, the world kind of thought AJ would win. Once we started following the betting lines, we did see it was tighter. And I kept repeating to you guys, like, whoa, why is it so tight? Like, I didn't expect Usyk to be that tight of a favorite. But that then again goes to show how good these bookies are, because the line was tight. It shocked me how tight, and he shocked us with the win because it was that tight. But once again, pray for Ronnie. Hashtag pray for Ronnie or hashtag let Ronnie get it, because you already know we want that love. Let's see. We going to Otis. No, we did that, right? Otis. Yep, we did. My Throne, what's up? Did you go to that, what was it, Mikey fight in Fresno? That's your area, ain't it? But he said, my Iron Throne is his username. He says, great fight, great undercard. I don't know about that. You really wildin'. I don't like that undercard. But it's fight week. I'm picking Herron, Liam Smith. You said experience wins. I can't wait for this fight. Yeah, I didn't say that about this. I said I wish I could be as confident as I was with Liam because of his experience. And let me tell you, Liam, you know, I don't know if push come to shove, gun to my head, do I think that Herron is a better fighter than Liam or Liam is a better fighter than Herron? You know, Herron probably got better wins than Liam. You know what I'm saying? So maybe Herron is the better fighter, and if Liam could get it done, so can Herron. But Herron ain't going in against the test that Liam was going against. And Heron's test, man, that shit is a whole nother mountain to climb. You know what I mean? Shakur is very, very talented, where Liam was fighting Anthony Fowler. He had already lost, I think, to, like, maybe Cheeseman. What you mean you don't got Bitcoin capability, champ? I mean, you don't want to buy Bitcoin right now anyway. That shit at 62,000 is at 2,500 away from a record. You know what I'm saying? Bitcoin on a riz eyes. But Boston Jarrett, watch how fast that ish go from dead zone to the best streaming service in the earth. If Ronnie gets the job, laugh out loud. You got to do what you got to do. And a lot of people make comments and, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. Maybe Ronnie Lincoln with AJ is going to give him the inside info that he needs. Because let's be optimistic instead of wanting to be spiteful and see him with egg on his face. Again, hashtag hope Ronnie gets it or whatever. Let Ronnie get it, because think about it, guys. If Ronnie gets it, it softens his heart. It softens his mind to the possibility of Charlo Andre. He sees how Eddie works. He sees it firsthand with Eddie's biggest fighter. It can really help us in a way. Don't even front. Yeah, I know it can. It may be long term, but it can help us. We know it. You know it. I know it.
Tell the truth.
I did. Gregory Donovan, bruh. They got Herron plus 1,600 on decision. Yeah, I mean, he's a huge underdog. I don't know. Let me see. I don't think I got plus 1,600. Where the fuck you found that at? Let me see. Mama say, Makusa. I'm showing my age right now. Showing my age. Herron by decision. Oh, yeah, they do got him. God darn. That's worth it. Lord have mercy. You might as well not pick money line. Let me tell you right now, don't even put the money line. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to be the reason that you didn't get paid, right? Because maybe right now you about to make your bet on Moneyline. And I'm telling you, ain't no way he knocking out Shakur. Like, bruh, who the last person he knocked out? Maybe Frampton, who was old, right? And was small, moving up multiple divisions to fight him. So, again, you get so much money for Moneyline. Like, Moneyline means it don't matter how he win as long as he win. You already getting plus 625 for that. Like, I don't want to be the reason that you only make a bet on plus 1,600 for the decision, because if he does somehow knock out the inexperienced kid that ain't been in there with nobody, you're going to be kicking me. But honestly, I don't think he can knock him out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he can knock him out. So that plus 1,600 by decision, that's something you need to take. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he'll ever get the knockout on Shakur. So why only win plus 625, which means you only win 725 if you put 100, when you could win 1,700 if you just pick him by decision, because that's the only way he going to fucking win. Come on, man. Before we even knew that, we knew that was the only way he was going to win. Nobody was ever picking Herring by knockout. Look at the poll. Look at the poll. No one is picking Herring by knockout. The poll speaks for itself. We got literally 6% picking him by knockout out of over 560 votes. 8% picking Shakur by knockout. So Herring by decision at a plus 1600, that's a gold mine. I mean, if he wins, you know what I'm saying? they probably putting it that wide because they know he ain't going to win and they want you to go ham. That's how this shit work, man. That's why I hate it. You got to be very careful. But let me go on out to JB Cinema. Denver, what it do?
What it do, Ness?
Chilling, man. Happy to have you.
I know, man. That's what's up, man. Great show, like always. Hey, so I don't know, man. I really want Shakur Stevens to win because I want that fight between him and Valdez. There's so much bad blood out there, and I really want that fight to happen. Believe it or not, I'm one of the very few, and I know a lot of people are going to hate on this, but I'm one of the very few that thinks Valdez could win against Shakur, and that's why I want that to happen. But I don't know. My gut tells me that Herring could take the win. I mean, he is the bigger 130-pounder, the more natural 130-pounder, more experienced. I mean, and Bomek has been doing a hell of a job with them, man. So, and I don't know. I mean, I know Khan's out there in the training camp, and I wonder if he's been getting some sparring session in there with Herring, and I think that would help him a lot, too, you know, because of his speed and all that. So that's my pick. I think Herring could take the win, but I want Shakur to win. My call, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Who we got? Stainless in the building.
I said that. Where the A-side? Where the A-side?
Yo, I just seen that Anthony Yard press conference. I was up early working this morning, man. Caught the press conference. I'm actually excited for that fight. I don't know if excited is the right word because, you know, that's a lot of excitement that I would need to have. But I'm intrigued and interested in the Yard and Linford Arthur fight. Yo, it's funny. Tunde Ajayi is trying to like, or rather, the other trainer's trying to, like, fight Tunde Ajayi, talking about throwing punches. That was pretty funny. But I like Yard, the way he spoke today. It makes me feel like he's ready. He wants to get back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested in seeing how that plays out. But let's go out, too.
Red belt, black belt, WBO and green. I'm King. Undisputed GOAT, TBE. And you can catch the news first on TBV. Voice of the people, people now let me speak. Scientists of the sweet, B-O-X-I-N-G.
Call him not talking. Oh, what up?
Up here.
You sound like you're in the toilet.
What
and talking through the speaker.
You can hear me? You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to cut off my Bluetooth. I don't even know what the topic is. Who you got with you today, man?
Solo Dolo, Scarface, no Manolo.
Well, thanks for the show anyway, man. What's the topic?
Jermell Herring defending his WBO versus Shakur Saturday is going down. Fight week, baby.
I'm sorry, man. I forgot to, you know, I just jumped on, so I was a little off. I'm excited for this fight, man. Like I say, fight, you know, man, like we've been talking, it looked like this next month or so in boxing is going to be great, man. I want to lean towards Shakur because of, you know what I'm saying, his boxing pedigree, kind of lean towards Herring. I actually, you know what I'm saying, I put a parlay on with Herring and Caleb Plant in a long shot bet. So, you know, I think like $3, $4 maybe, like $8.82 or something like that. So it's worth it to me, you know what I'm saying? But either way, I'm excited for the fight. So, man, it's more 50-55, 45, maybe Shakur just based on his pedigree. But I can't even say I'm solid in that, man. So that's what makes it an exciting fight for me. And, you know, we seeing two of those that are high up in the rankings in those divisions, or one and two, I believe, fighting each other. So I'm satisfied. I'm happy. I have no complaints, man. Other than this show probably ain't going to be as long as my shift today. That's probably my only complaint about this fight. As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. This is TBV for life. If you ain't on Patreon, that's because you're stupid. Shout out to shout out to BRT. Peace.
All right. Let's see. We got Rod, DMV. What up?
Yo, what's up, fam? Phone was bugged earlier, but you know, I can't see boxing letting Herron win this fight. You know what I mean? He's up there in age, and it's about, you know, in sports, it's about bringing the young bloods up. Like, I just can't see, you know, like same as I can't see Porter beating Crawford. Like, I just can't see that. Like, it'll be a good fight, but it's just boxing won't let that happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, definitely going to watch this fight. I mean, you know, Shakur going to win on points, definitely, but it's not going to be no knockout. It ain't going to be no slugfest or nothing like that. But, you know, yeah, so I'm going with Shakur. And for future reference down the low, because I'm that much of a junkie, I got Crawford beating Porter, but I don't got Crawford when he beat my boy Thurman when they finally, you know what I mean, hit it off. Keith already, you know, Keith is not just a great boxer, but I love hearing him speak on other fighters too. You know what I mean? That's why Thurman is my favorite fighter in the game. Thurman is the best welterweight of the generation. Stay repping Thurman all day. Man, shout out to Coach Dan, St. Pete Boxing. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's my call, fam. So, yeah, enjoy the fight this weekend, us, and we'll get up. Peace.
For sure. Hey, Rob, man, I wanna see you out at Border Wars, too, man. I forgot. You in St. Pete. I mean, it's going to be a little drive for you to come to Plant City, but come on, man. We putting on an event. You got to come on out. Got to come on out. Who else we going to? Looking like Brandon in Cincinnati. What it do?
Hey, whole nother time zone. Just duffel bag what I mind on. Can't play with you here, get your life stole. If you bring it here, then the price grow. Those jab been punching the line long. I drop a pigeon, let nine go. We slap with the thick glass and white go. It only happens in Ohio.
Don't worry about boy.
What up? That might sound crazy, champ.
No, it ain't the mic. I'm in the country, man. You can't hear me?
Yeah.
And I got a mask on. I'm out here looking like a UK drill rapper. But, hold on. Put his mask down. Oh, yeah, man. I think the fight is going to start off kind of slow, be a battle of the jab. Both guys have great jabs and like to work behind them. In order for Jermell to win this fight, in my opinion, he has to push the issue. He likes to kind of counterpunch. Set traps. He's gonna have to push the issue and fight on the front foot, because he ain't gonna beat Shakur in a boxing match. But Shakur's got great ring IQ and good boxing skills, good, you know, lateral movement. So Jermell's gonna have to kind of fight like he fought against Frampton to kind of bring the dog, which he doesn't do often. So I'm edging it to Shakur, but I do root for Jermell because he's just one of them nice people like Sean Porter that it's hard to root against. But on my conspiracy theory shit, I didn't know he had a baby on the way. Shout out to him and his girl, Lyric. I'm doing the conspiracy theory, man. With him having that baby on the way with a celebrity chick at that, man, he's probably at the house rubbing feet, feeding her grapes. She ain't focused, man. So with me knowing that, I think Jermell might be a little more dedicated and focused than Shakur, man. He's got a, you know, rub feet and shit, rub stomachs. He, and it's his first baby at that. He ain't focused. Tank just had a baby too, by the way. All it is about with these niggas and knocking up rappers' ex-girlfriends. That's their wave, I guess. But congratulations to both of them on their newborn.
Lyric is somebody's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, she a rapper. Then she was fucking with Young Boy. You know, Young Boy done knocked off half the chicks in the country under 21.
Damn.
No, yeah, he got a baby with Floyd's daughter. He got a baby with the chick Devin was with. I know he was messing with Lyric. So, yeah, NBA Young Boy, he a bad man out here. These niggas love his leftovers, it look like. So, yeah, like I said, with this being his first baby, man, he's probably eating pickles and ice cream with his girl and shit. Hey, on my conspiracy shit, it's probably the time to go with Jamel. But if I'm on some real shit, I think Shakur's just too talented. That's my call, man. I'm looking forward to the fight. Y'all take it easy, TBV.
Let me see what we got. And that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. You already know. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. We're going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans. Let them know we're talking all weights. Not just heavyweights, not just welterweights. All the greats in any weight. See how I did that? Yo, we had 129,675 subscribers. Can I get to 130, please? Damn. I mean, what's really? Where's the love? Uh-oh. Team Veneno. Shakur doing bad? What you mean he's doing bad? What you mean? What you mean, bruh? Tech sent. What you mean? Yo, y'all seen that Veneno and Chris was like, not back and forth, because Chris just said, yo, good luck trying to spit on me. He heard the interview. Yo, he FaceTimed me like 3 in the morning. Like, yo, I'm laughing at this shit. I'm like, bruh, I tried to tell him. You know what I'm saying? Now he coming for you, Veneno. He might use you for like spawn or something until y'all could get up in there. Mm-hmm. Solo Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo. Whenever you hear pause, you know what it is. Justin, Jersey, what up?
Yo, what up? You know I had to call in for the 973.
Let's do it.
Yeah, well, what's good? What's good, everybody? Let's pen on everybody in the chat. What's good, Ness? You know I'm going with Shakur. You know, Shakur, I think he's just too fast for this guy. This guy maybe a couple years ago, 5 years ago, would have been a entertaining fight. But I just think Shakur's got his reflexes are too quick. His footwork, you know, he's got southpaw experience with Clary as well. And I think that people underestimate, you know, even if Shakur doesn't have a nutritionist. I mean, Kobe Bryant didn't have a nutritionist when he was 24. I mean, as long as this guy eats, sleeps, and breathes boxing, I think that, you know, he's going to – and as long as he fights his fight and he doesn't overcommit, and even though people say he's boring, you know, he's a very talented guy. And, you know, to me, he's fun to watch because I love boxing. And, you know, I think that the one thing that he's got to look out for is that Herring is a veteran, and you know he can definitely time folks coming in with that left hand shot to the body. So that's the one punch that I would look out for if I was Shakur. But I think he takes this one easy. And on a random note, I want to know. I know this is kind of crazy. This is a kind of crazy fight, but what do you think about Frank Sanchez versus Tyson Fury? That's my call.
Yeah, that's not even like on my mind. Until Frank keep doing it, I'm gonna say he too small. He definitely undersized for that division. But you did it, not me. Check this out, man. I love this bet right here on mybookie.ig. This is interesting. They got it both ways, y'all. This would have been an episode for me, but I'm going to let y'all get it right now. They got odds on who will Tyson Fury fight next? Dillian White plus 110. Let me see how this is looking for y'all. Dillian White plus 110. Anthony Joshua plus 200. And then what else you got? You got Usyk plus 150. So according to the bookies, Dillian White is the most probable, according to the bookies. Luis Ortiz is in there at a plus 500, which is the least likely. You know, then they got Otto Violin, right? And he's a plus 400, so he a little less likely. They think Dillian gonna beat him. That's why he had a plus four. But then when you look at Wilder, he got the options too. And who will Deontay Wilder fight next? Usyk, a plus 130. That's mad close. That's better odds than Usyk getting the Tyson Fury fight. Do you get that? Like, that's a fight that we haven't even heard about them even talking. Like, Igas Klimas hasn't talked to anybody on the PBC side that we know. But meanwhile, Usyk has better odds, or rather a greater probability at landing a Wilder shot than a fucking Tyson Fury shot. And then AJ versus Wilder, in terms of Wilder's next fight being at a plus 160, again, that's showing high probability. Look at when you compare Dillian White, who I would think is more probable because, you know, we're talking number one and an interim. That's a plus 250. Otto Valle, plus 300. Andy Ruiz, you know I love that fight. You know I want that fight. And they telling me, chill, Ness, it ain't ready, at a plus 450. Because that's almost, what's sad is, Luis Ortiz is a plus 600, which means he's more probable of getting the fucking Wilder fight than Tyson Fury, who has plus 1,000. They had a plus 1,000 that fight won't happen again so soon, or rather next. Remember, these bets are for next. Who you think Wilder and Fury fight absolutely next. So that was interesting. I never seen this on here. Like, those dudes got that big. They got this their own prop bet without a fight. That's pretty dope. Just wanted to put you up on, gang. J-Mac, Boomerang, what up?
Yo.
I
had to hop off a little bit. What you start talking about? Betting?
Well, it is betting, but it was more about what the betting site, the information the betting site is putting out. Like, they're giving you the probabilities of who Wilder will fight next or who Dillian White, I mean, Tyson Fury will fight next.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving you the ability to bet on it. So if you think Fury going to fight Usyk next, if you bet on it and he does fight Usyk, you win. And I was just – it's interesting the picks that they got there. That's why.
I'm not going to mess with nothing like that. I'm just going to focus on cashing in on Canelo and Herring for the next upcoming week. I know I ain't going to be able to win that much money off.
You might as well do a parlay on that shit. Can you imagine what a parlay – let me check that. A parlay with Canelo and Herring, that shit going to be like – $1 makes you $20,000 and shit.
What do you mean $1 makes you $20,000? Like, wow. I'm going with Caleb, but go ahead.
I'm exaggerating, but I'm about to show you it's going to be big because Caleb is a by decision, is he? Oh, wow. You see, we talk too much. Remember, Caleb was a plus 34, 3,300. Now he's only a plus 3,000. We talk too much. The more we talk, the more the lines change. That's how it works. But, you know, we got to put each other on, so we got to talk. But if you do a parlay with Caleb and Herring.
Put 100 down there.
And I'm going to do Herring by decision as well.
Do 100.
That's what I'm telling you. Lord have mercy. That's a lot of money. Hold on. I'm doing it. That's going to be a lot of money. Parlay. Uh-huh. Let's see. 100 gets you. God damn. That's a lot of money. That's 5,000. No, is it? Oh, that's 52,000. I was right. That's insane. If Canelo and Herron win in the same parlay, remember, one is now, one is later, $100 gets you $52,600.
You meant to say Canelo or Caleb?
I meant to say Caleb and Herron.
Okay.
Caleb, and let me see if it's Sharon. Oh, it's not Sharon. I got to show y'all this. Look at this shit. Plant wins by decision or technical decision. Herron wins by decision on a technical decision. Put it in a parlay. $100 makes you $52,600. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's a bet you got to make just in case. Because, look, you ain't even got to bet $100, right? Like, why bet $100? You ain't got to be a baller. Take that $10 bet. Take that $10 bet. What's the $10 bet looking like? Come on, do it.
If I bet, I'm going to do $100 because $100 is something I'm safe with losing. That's how I kind of balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I lost my money on the Wilder fight, and I said, what am I okay with losing? I said $100. I said, well, damn, I paid $200 for a pay-per-view fight and won't think about it. But, like, so I just balanced it out. So I ended up paying what? The fight was like $90, $80 on the order.
That's insane. If you a baller with balls, right, because you got to have cojones, $1,000 a bet, if you – I don't even know this number. I've never made that much money. What is that, half a million dollars. It's a half a million dollars. $526,000 off of 1,000 if those two men win. That's insane. That screams to me, no way it's going to happen. You see, when you get in that much money, it's like the probability is so far off. But it's still insane. Yeah, I know Grindhard Sports. He did drop from 3,300. That's what you're seeing. Not everybody's dumb, bro. We can't act like Plant can't win a decision. Like, yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah, he got the card. He's going to be down on the cards. But that's what he do well. He's a boxer. So, I don't know. Let's see what that 10 gets you. 10, look at that. Even that, yo, that bet is worth making. Even with $10, $10 makes you $5,260. That's insane, right? $10? Use my code. I swear. Everybody, use my code, BETTBV, on mybookie.ag. $10 with Herron and Plant makes you $5,260. That's $10 worth losing. You ain't gotta like that. Come on, man, because you don't want to be the dude that didn't make that $10 bet. Come on. But I got.
All right, well, look.
Go ahead.
All right, I want to say this about Caleb. I'm definitely gonna take a bet. I'm making a bet on that. Definitely, I'm gonna put some money down on that. What you just said. I was gonna do them separate, but the gamble is worth the risk. And I'm going with both of them winning either way or not. So I might as well just parlay it and just go with it. As far as Caleb, I want to bet on also the knockout. I don't think Canelo going to get that knockout because if anything, Caleb could prevent himself from being stopped. I think if anything, he'll get out there and move around too much, not commit to the proper punches and lose on the scorecards and prevent himself from being knocked out more than Canelo catching up with him and knocking out. I think.
So you saying you want to bet like fight goes the distance?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not gonna bet on Canelo knocking him out. I don't think Canelo gonna knock Plant out because all the guys that move well.
I'm
gonna
just give
Canelo.
You some advice. If you don't think Canelo's gonna knock out Plant, right? But still picking Plant, pick him in a parlay. But you still should pick Canelo by decision. Then you still should put some money on Canelo by decision. Then because that's what's really most likely to happen. You know what I'm saying? People going to bet on that knockout, but it's more likely that he going to go to decision like he did with Gennady, like he did with Jacobs, you know what I'm saying? Like he do with people with some type of skill. Because if you just bet decision or this fight goes the distance, right? Let me see if that parlay, I mean, that prop bet is there, because the fight usually going to distance, that should only be like 100 plus 100 plus 200, something light. Yeah, it's like plus 170, yes, plus minus 240, no. So you probably better off betting Canelo by decision, which is Alvarez by decision is a plus 200. So every 100, you know, you make two. So you bet one, you get three.
So you're saying put the two together. Put the Canelo by decision and then put the Caleb going the distance, like parlay those together. Can you even do that?
No, you can't do that, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you believe Caleb is going to win, do that one separate. Do that separate. Just do, Caleb by decision. That's plus 3,000. You don't got to parlay that. You don't want to parlay that, really, because it's going – if Heron don't win, he fucked you up. But you could do a second bet. So this is why I bet $2. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes. So like, especially on that Heron Caleb Plant. Like if $10 makes you $5,000, $2 still makes you like 2,000 and some change. You know what I'm saying? So you could bet $2 on Plant and Heron. You could bet $10 on Plant going a distance, which is plus 3,300. So you're still making $340 on that. And then you can bet, I would bet 200 on Canelo. Like, I love Plant. I want him to win, but we all know Canelo's that dude. So at plus 200
get you?
Shit.
What 200 get you?
They got to get you like six. Let me see. Plus 200 gets you, six. It gets you $400 you won plus your 200 back. That's what I'm saying. Canelo by decision, that ain't bad at plus 200. I'm even mad I'm saying it out loud because I promise you it ain't going to be the same tomorrow. Plus 200 ain't bad. We all know he ain't stopping Plant. Some of us believe he's stopping Plant. The bookies believe he's stopping Plant. He was like a plus 170 to stop, a minus 170 to stop Plant, but now money coming on him, so he a minus 200 now. So that means more people believe he going to stop it, so they making that bet already. But that don't necessarily mean he going to do it. Like, he ain't do it to Jacobs, and Jacobs was a smaller man. Caleb is the bigger man, fresher man. Jacobs coming off of cancer, coming off of back surgery to get that tumor removed. You know what I'm saying? All that comes into play mentally. Jacobs had like five tune-ups before he even got to Peter Quillin. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, they different fighters. Plant on a faster track, world champion quicker, where Jacobs got knocked out trying to be a world champion. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the safe bet is decision, Blitz Bane. Safe bet is decision, but you could always what's called hedge your bet. So if he believes Plant could do it, put a little something on Plant, man, at a plus 3,000. $5, $10, that's still great money. You know what I'm saying? That's still great money. You ain't got to get crazy. If you got it like that, you wearing motherfucking, expensive sneakers and stuff like that, then yeah, maybe you got an extra couple hundred to play with and you do it. But, you got to be. That's why I'm putting together a pool. See, because like, I don't need nobody to tell me to put $10 on Plant versus Plant and Heron in a parlay. That should speak for itself. I'd rather lose $10 than not make that $5,000 was $10. I'd rather lose it than not make it. Let me see. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure if I showed my little betting circle right now that Alvarez is a plus 200. They probably going to say, yeah, make a bet on that because, I mean, if we go to Alvarez, bro, let me just Google this dude's name. I mean, again, when we want to make money together, we not here trying to say who's smarter, who knows more about boxing. We trying to come collectively to make this money. And, I mean, what we looking at here on his resume, is that, again, we're not beefing with each other. So when I say I think Plant is more durable than Billy Joe, I'm not trying to beef with the UK or say that America is better. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just simply trying to win money. I think that Billy Joe showed us, while you might not take any sort of like you won't, you don't, you, my next statement, you probably won't buy into it, but I look at everything, you know, people look at body language, everything counts to me. And it never really felt right after he said what he said in front of Golovkin, or rather in front of Eubank, but at a press conference that was live for the world to see, that he said Golovkin would beat him and Eubank in the same day. That let me know something about his heart, you know what I'm saying, and where his mentality was. And now, look, fast forward, he got a payday and retired. He ain't even the type to lose and come back. My man, his first loss, he just, I'm retired. Whether he telling the truth or not, he retired. Like, mentality, he was weak. His mental was, he weak. Then Yeardom, you know, he ain't on that level. So those two knockouts, I'm not even buying into them shits. I'm not buying into them shits. Yeardom ain't no motherfucking killer plant. He never been, never has, never will. You know what I'm saying? So when we look at Callum Smith, we're looking at the natural size, a natural 168-pounder, and Canelo didn't stop him. Even though he broke his bicep, still couldn't stop him. So he had one less arm to use to defend and still didn't get stopped. Kovalev, we talking about a dude that the world knows he suffers from alcoholism. His trainer told the truth. There's blueprint on him, and he went life and death with a contender. So Canelo did get the stoppage, but it happened in the 11th. That's a long time. He almost didn't. That's how I look at it. Yeah, it was an explosive one. It looked beautiful. But retrospect, that shit came late versus an old dude with alcoholism, not a young dude in plant. I'm just looking at it like that, trying to make it as simple as possible to know who to bet on. And the truth is, man, you got to hedge your money. You got to put a little something on Canelo. Because think about it. If you bet 100 on plant by decision and he wins, you made $3,000. So it don't matter if you bet 500 on Canelo. But if Canelo wins and you bet that 500 on that plus 200, you made 1,000 plus your 500 back, 1,500. Let's go home. Just saying, you got to hedge your bet. I ain't saying go that hard. I just like using big numbers because the number is what really gets your attention. Who talks about under $100? You know what I'm saying? But when you're looking at this resume, Jacobs didn't get stopped. Filled in again, you know, he ain't really that level. What has he done since then? You know what I'm saying? What has he done since then? We clicking on his resume. What has he done? What has he done? Nothing. Since Canelo, he went in 2019, he fought some dude named, man, whatever this is, man, Pavarazzi? The fuck? Now he's scheduled for a TBA in Dubai. Come on. You know what I'm saying? He's not on that level. So, yeah, he got the knockout because that's what you're supposed to do to that sort of dude. You're supposed to knock out that sort of dude. Now, you knock out Caleb Plant, we impressed. Just like I'm impressed that he knocked out Billy Joe. But it doesn't mean that I don't have those doubts in my mind about Billy Joe's mental and whether or not he took a you know, like, he ain't want to be in there. You know what I'm saying? That eye was fucked up. It, you know, it's a little different. I don't know. But, again, Caleb is the money. Canelo is the safety. You could still do both and still make money. This is actually a decent fight right now. Now that we know that we can make money on Canelo by decision, that's actually impressive. I'm not even lying. I'm being honest. That feels like Tyson Fury again and Wilder, because you getting an opportunity to make money on a favorite, on a dude that's supposed to win. That's a little bit insane. You know what I'm saying? Right now, they think he going to do it by knockout, and I mean the bookies, and I told you, it only increased by 30 points. They started him off at a 170, so it wasn't like he was an overwhelming favorite to get the knockout. you know, layman's terms, he was a 2-1 to get it done, which is not bad odds, you know. If I could give you 100 and you're going to give me back 2 plus my 100, I'm always going to be happy. So 2-1 to get it done ain't bad, but it's Plant. I don't know. It's Plant, man. It's Plant. Natural. Shocked us with Ustatsugi. Safe, I don't know. Safe money on both ways you go, I feel like. You just got to not go crazy on Plant. But you don't need to because the odds so great. Yeah, there you go, Steve. Martin made him a lot of money. And he talking about Sandor Martin. And the only way he would have made that is if he took a chance. So when you see these underdogs and you think to yourself, ain't no way Caleb Plant winning, you might be right. It ain't no way he winning. But there wasn't no way for fucking Sandor Martin to win either.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
But
please.
He got it done. He got it done, man. So when them odds is like that, I'd rather throw $10 away. I used to smoke cigarettes many, many years ago. $10 ain't shit to me. I'll throw that shit away on that bet. Like, here's a pack of Newports. Bring me back 20,000 cartons off that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Who's this? Line 6? Yes, it is. Line 6, Reed. What it do?
Hey, what's going on, Ness? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I'm good. What about you?
Hey, man, the countdown is near. 12 days until my man Boots is in the ring, so I'm happy, man. You know, I'm just, you know, I feel like a pedophile in Chuck E. Cheese or something, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Crazy,
it's going to be
now.
A good time. But, yeah, as far as the Shakur and Heron fight, my boxing mind tell me Shakur's going to win. But I just feel like that dude Heron's taking it a lot more serious than Shakur, man. Shakur's sitting there posting pictures with his pregnant baby mama. He's not focused like me. I wouldn't be worried about my wife or anything when it's time to take care of business. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm going to roll with Shakur, but I'm going to bet on Heron, if that makes sense, because I think I can make some money if I bet on Heron. But my mind tells me Shakur's going to win. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right, man. All
right. All right.
Hey, shout out to SDS Promotion. That's my calling out.
All right. I think that's how everybody feels like, you know. I feel like Shakur's going to win, but I want to make some money on Heron. And Heron being a bigger guy, being with BoMac, he got, what, 7? If you count this one, 8. Straight camps with Bud. However you want to value that. 8 straight camps with BoMac and Red Spikes and Isu. 8 straight camps getting able to spar with Amir Khan. Whoever comes through that door. Whoever comes through that door to spar, Bud, I'm sure Jermell gets worked with. You know, we know he's worked with Shakur. We know he's worked with Bud. And obviously, if you watch the two-part series, he's working with Khan, which is speed, Bud, power. Now, Shakur in the two-part series, he's like, yo, Bud, no. You know, and Bud said he ain't picking. He love them both. They both his mans. But we ain't never heard Jermell get cocky verbally, publicly. Like, yo, I gave it to you, man. I'm going to get you next time. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, Shakur be thinking he can hang with Crawford and Spawn. Like, that's his mentality. So we dealing with a monster. You know what I'm saying? We dealing with a dude that doesn't care how big or small he is. He wants to win at all costs. So while we putting the narrative out there that he may not be focused because of the baby moms, I don't know if that's true, man. Dude's a workaholic. You know what I'm saying? Dude's a workaholic. And he's always had a good circle. You know what I'm saying? His grandfather's always been there. Kay has been there forever. I don't know. But I got James in Tennessee. What it do? Hope the recovery is going well, my friend. And, you know, hope to see you at Border Wars.
James Payne is my name, partner, how about you? Standing on my property and I'm gonna see about you. If I come out on my porch, I see you sitting in your wheel. Boy, I hope you know somebody, better be waiting on the bitch. This is James Payne, baby, see me pissing on the post. If we're playing basketball, you might see me in the post.
There's Stevie V out of audio sound this morning. What is happening?
Cool.
Yeah, man, great show, man. Back with another one, man. I really appreciate the content that you keep us supplied with, man. I'm Team Shakur, man. I've been rocking with Shakur since he burst onto the scene around his Olympic run, and just been following him and staying plugged in. As TBV been reporting on his triumphs, man. So I'm Team Shakur on that one, man. Kind of, you know, a weight class or two up, man. Did you see that? Y'all already talked about the T.O. and the Devin situation.
Yeah. We had a real nice long show yesterday, about 7 hours worth.
Yeah, I missed that one, Chuck, because I'm finna pull up at therapy now. I've been doing therapy crazy, man. So it's like, it's just on the road to recovery, like 2 weeks out of surgery. Well, it'll be 2 weeks this week that I've been out of surgery, and I'm already down to one crutch and, like, got hellified mobility, and I'm finna pull up at therapy again right now. So I missed that one. I'm going to have to go listen back. But, man, it's just, man, boxing is alive, well, and thriving right now. I'm tickled to death, man. I love this sport. And, man, you know, just keep doing your thing, Ness, man. And don't forget me, man. I want to be a panelist one of these days, Chuck. I could be your Google, your resident Googler. You know what I mean? For one of these shows. So, man, just consider me, man. Think about it, dog.
I mean,
like,
you know, the truth is, you were supposed to get back with me on the mic situation. Remember?
Damn. Well, let's talk about it off air. I'm gonna let you get to some more callers, but man, for sure, man. Like, let's get that popping, man. Because I definitely want to sit in for a full show and offer some commentary where I can and offer some fact checking where we need it and just, you know, be the Robin to your Batman, man. So just holler at your boy and TBB for life. If you ain't on Patreon, if you ain't on YouTube members, man, you lacking brain cells, chump. So you need to sign up and join La Familia. TBB for life. That's my call.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate each and every one of you. So it looks like the undercard for Munguia Rosado was announced. And let's not forget that fight. That's happening November 13th. I'm telling you, this final quarter, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful final quarter. Very appreciative to the boxing gods for getting us the right fights for this last quarter. It's just so much boxing. But Munguia Rosado, and we're talking Jaime Munguia and Gabriel Rosado, they square off on November 13th. And on the undercard will be Alex Lex Rocha. He's going to be taking on Giovanni's Barraza. And then we got the return of Demetrius Ballard. And looks like he'll be facing Paul Venezuela Jr. And then William Cepeda, the undefeated guy that definitely put hands on what's my man's name? Don't help me. Actually, I got no co-host to help me. What the fuck is his name? Tananana, Hector Tananana. He put hands on him. All right, let me double check if that's the same William Cepeda. 23-0, 21 KOs. I'm pretty sure that's him. He put hands on Tananana. Yep, that's him. Damn, so they're bringing him right back. Who they putting him in with? Let's see if they're capitalizing on that. He's going to face no one. John Morales. Not Morales. Morales, maybe? Maybe he's not even Spanish? Morales? I don't know. He's 24-4, 13 KOs in a 10-round fight for the WBA Continental American Lightweight title. Let me see where Cepeda's at on the rankings. Fuck, because that means he's coming up. He's creeping up on my mans in them. So that means before my mans get to fight Shakur, he's going to have to fight this bully. It's the BS right here. We talk about Colbert, right? Because that's 130, Tananana. I hope. Hmm.
Where's William?
Shit. Let me, I'm about to Google it. What the hell? William Cepeda, box rec. How much you weigh, fam? Oh, you 35. Shakur ain't got to worry about you. I mean, Colbert ain't got to worry about you right now. You 35. So you roly in them problems. He way down there, though. Damn, how the fuck he in the... What the hell did this press release say? Oh, Continental Americas. All right. I mean, that's going to rank him, though. He number 11. That little Continental WBC about to raise his ranking up after this fight. That's crazy. But he on their heels, man. He a puncher, too. He's a puncher. He's on their heels. I'd like to see him in there with Jezreel Corrales. Golden Boy knows him. Look, they got Golden Boy also got Linares. I remember Linares after the Haney fight said he was coming out back in October. Guess that never happened. Vasil there, but we all know he busy. Bullshit. And then Michelle back. He's scheduled for the Jamal Herring card. Big Gucci Nick, what up? I said Jamel Herring. I ain't mean that.
What up?
Michelle Rivera scared for the Jamal James.
Yo, what up, man?
I hear you, champ. Go for it.
TBV, man. Make sure everybody hitting that like button, hitting that subscribe button, man. We talking Shakur Herring?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a fire fight. I think that's a real slept-on fight, man. It's going to be some fireworks Saturday. That's this Saturday, right? Or is it next Saturday?
This Saturday for Shakur.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, man. I'm super excited for this one. I got Shakur by UD. I think Herring's a good enough veteran to where if he's in trouble, he'd fight to survive. I don't think he has the power to KO Shakur. And I think Shakur has got a better skill set than him, so I don't think he's going to outbox Shakur. So I got Shakur by UD. And that's how I see it, man. But I foresee a knockdown, man. I think Shakur is going to knock Herring down and still win by UD. But it's going to be an exciting fight, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Champ, appreciate you. All right. We got the everybody out here. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. We made it. I got you through lunch at least, you know. That should be at least, you know, the goal to always get through lunch. And, you know, we could do more, we do more. But we definitely will be back. Today is Tuesday. And I'm going to make up my Untitled, as yesterday, none of my co-hosts were available. That is required for Untitled. One of the few shows that must be done with a co-host in order for it to, you know, go off properly. That being said, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. Peace. Oh, shit. Line 6 said he got a counterpunch. Fuck Line 6. What up?
Hey, Ness, I just wanted to ask you, bro, did you watch that Mikey Garcia fight this weekend, man? I've been off the loop
hell,
for a while, man.
Hell yeah. We did a live fight chat for that.
Man, hey, bro, I'm sick of fighters thinking they can sit there and get out of shape in between fights, man. That sloppy sucker. I was so happy he lost, man. Like, this is serious business, man. Boxing is a real sport, and I don't like guys like that, man. I just wanted to see he got what he deserved. Don't you agree?
I mean, yeah, I guess in a way, you know.
Don't sleep on nobody. I always hear you telling Mario and them guys to get in shape and stuff. Mikey looked like a fat bastard, bro. I was like, how the hell this fat dude weigh 130 or 40-something pounds? And then he did it in a catchweight, too, man.
Yeah, it was a catchweight.
Come on, man.
Catchweight.
Like, yeah, I'm saying, how do you go from being touted as one of the best fighters and this and that because he whooped on Broner's crew and stuff to fighting a catchweight no-name person? Like, come on, man. That dude's a bum. Seriously.
Damn, a bum?
He can whoop my ass, obviously. I'm not a boxer, but I'm just saying. He's a bum because he don't take the sport seriously. And anybody that want to challenge that, we can go back and forth on it. This is boxing. and it needs to be taken seriously. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I know you're trying to get out of here, Ness. That's my call. I just wanted to say something about that. I just couldn't believe it, man. Like, you're supposed to be a professional, man. That's like a stripper getting on stage with no ass and tits. Come on, Ness. You feel me?
I hear you. I feel you.
All right, brother. Take care.
Later, champ. Later.